And it is. We're going to read the first two verses from the Amplified Bible in the 24th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, Kata Matheon. Jesus departed from the temple area and was going on his way when his disciples came up to him to call his attention to the buildings of the temple and point them out to him. All the Jewish people were proud of Herod's temple. It was more grand than Solomon's temple, even though Solomon's temple was inspired of God. A lot of Roman architecture went into the second temple. They even had a hippodrome in Jerusalem for horse races and games. It was like a Roman city. The Jewish people loved pomp and circumstance, ceremonies. Now the people called his attention to the buildings of the temple and pointed them out to him. Oh, look how grand they are. But he answered them, but there is a stronger adversative conjunction, but he answered them, do you see all these? All these things, truly I tell you, there will not be left here one stone upon another that is not thrown down. God's sorrow. And other places he said that, O Jerusalem, O Jerusalem, how many times I would have called you as a mother hen would a baby, her baby chickens, but you would not come. You didn't have as much sense as a chicken. Not as much sense as a chicken or a peacock or a duck. You would not come. In Jeremiah's day, the destruction of the temple was put off for 40 years. The Jews had 40 years to repent, but they would not. God's sorrow over his people. God's people have caused him much sorrow. Again, they would have a whole generation to repent. But they would not. In the last age, we have that age ended. And it was a little lap link there, by the way, from the law to the church age. The law and the prophets were until John. After that, it's preached the kingdom of God because the king came to his people. The law ended with the creature crucifying the creator. The last age finally ended with the creature crucifying the creator. And the church age shall end with God again bringing Israel back into covenant relationship with himself. But what a trial they will have to go through before they repent again. By bringing the worst of all tribulations ever known to mankind. The purpose of it is to bring Israel back to God. To bring Israel back to God. God's sorrow. Mankind has put God to a lot of sorrow. 24 and verse 3. Now, Jesus is talking to four men. Basically, Peter, James, John, and Andrew. He's talking to four men when he tells this, what we might call prophecy. Kata menu, dei autou, epi tou ouros, ton eleon, proselthon auton, hoi mathete, kat idion legontes, Epehimen pote tauta. Este kai tito semion tes seis parousios kai synteleios tu aionos. Jesus is talking to four men. Jesus is up on the Mount of Olives and looking down on Jerusalem. Looking down upon Jerusalem. And his heart is heavy with sorrow. Because his people will not hear. Volition is a terrible thing. It's the greatest gift that God ever gives man. But it is cause of much grief to God. And sitting him upon the Mount of Olives, they approached to him his habitual learners, Mathetes, Peter, James, John, and Andrew. Privately, kata idion, saying, tell to us when these things shall begin to start for themselves, like a washing machine turns on and changes cycles. It's middle voice there. Third person singular future indicative middle. And what the sign of your coming? And the completion of this age. Now the completion of the church age, the law and the prophets were until John. God called out his church, and the church would begin the administration of his kingdom, but the king was here. When Jesus went into the temple and cleansed the temple, that was the end of the administration of all the Jews. Everything else was out. Everything they did from that point of time, they were complete outlaws. Complete outlaws. Running from God and trying to crucify the messenger of God, God the Son in the flesh. The law and the prophets from the John. Jesus calls out his little church. And his little church is being instructed by God's own words. Jesus is breathing these prophecies out. What shall be the sign of your coming and the completion of this age, the church age? When shall the church age cease? Now, they didn't really know much about it because they hadn't received the New Testament yet. The only New Testament they had was what Jesus was speaking now. And then in four Gospels, we have reenactment of Jesus' life. What we call the Gospels. The birth, miraculous ministry and life, death, burial, and resurrection of our Savior. 24 and verse 4. Kai apokrithes hoesus ekpen autois blepete me tis himas plenese. And having announced to Jesus, he said to them, don't you see, and don't let anyone lead you astray. Plenese. The word planet comes from that. Planets are in orbit. When they have a falling star, so to speak, they used to think that a star had gone out of orbit, out of its assigned orbit. We have what we call meteorites, and we have falling stars we see in the nights, especially here in Nevada. You can see that sometimes there are many of them falling to earth. 24 and verse 5. And this has happened also. Poloi gar elusonte epito onomata mu legantes ego eimi ho Christos kai kolis plane susan. For many ones they shall come for themselves upon the name of me, writing upon my name, writing upon my glory, writing upon my trail. How many Jews have said they were Messiah since Jesus died and his death, burial, and resurrection? How many? I did a whole message one night on the Jewish messiahs after Jesus. And they fall hook, line, and sinker for it. How many people like Joseph Smith, Brigham Young, Charles Taze Russell, Judge Rutherford, how many people have led people astray with a false gospel and a false Jesus? We see all of these things. The Moonies, Buddhist ranks, Islam. Look at Muhammad. Look at his life. He's the last prophet of God. No, he's not. Jesus was the last messenger. He inspired those apostles to write down the word of God. And we have it. God breathed. That's the last message we have from God. We don't need another one. We don't need a Charles Taze Russell. We didn't need a Muhammad. We didn't need a Joseph Smith. God's final words are final. Mankind has caused God a lot of sorrow. God's sorrow over all of this. Hell's a long time, people. Hell's a long time. Many people have led men to their graves and to their eternal destiny in hell. Many people have. Those people like Muhammad and Joseph Smith and Charles Taze Russell are suffering in Hades today because what they have done in this world. Jesus told his own disciples, don't be led astray, because some would come in there in the first 40 years saying they're Messiah, changing the gospel. They'll write upon the name of me saying, I am the Christ. Joseph Smith. Let's look at that for just a moment. Joseph Smith said that he was a descendant of Jesus Christ through Mary Magdalene. Of course, when the Da Vinci Code came out, oh boy, they say, yay, we were right all the time. The name saying that I am the Christ, and many they shall be led astray, out of orbit. 24 and verse 6. Melo sete de akuen polemus kai akuos polemon horate me threste de gar geneste all upu esten to tilos. And you'll be about to hear of wars, polemus, wars, and rumors, things heard, is what it said, things heard. What we call old wives' tales sometimes, of wars. See not, ye are disturbed or troubled or frightened. It is bindingly necessary to happen, but not yet is the end. How many wars have been fought over religion? Let's look here. Let's look at our history chart, the Trail of Blood chart. Why we call it the Trail of Blood? Because it's a trail of blood and wars and persecution. And that's what it's talking about here. The church is going to be greatly, the churches are going to be greatly persecuted. Jesus organized his church. Mark the third chapter and verse 16 and everything else synoptic in the other gospels. By 200 AD, church government was beginning to change. There were big churches and little churches. Each church is an individual democratic body of believers that basically governs itself under the rules of the Word of God. Infant baptism was introduced. By 325 AD, Constantine had married the church to the state. the Catholic Church begins. The Church Catholic, and they have their first apostle. Their first apostle in the Catholic Church was Constantine. They said that his authority as an individual, as an apostle of God, was equal with the apostles Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, whoever. That his authority was equal. We have the beginning, we have a pope established, Leo II. We have Mariolatry. We have infant baptism established by law. We have indulgences. You can buy your way out of hell. Free pass, like Monopoly. Purgatory is invented. Satan image worship is begun by 787. The doctrine of transubstantiation, maybe in the 11th century. Celibacy in 1123. Confession is invented in 1215. The Inquisition starts in 1231. We're talking about Inquisition. We're talking about torture. Who was the Catholic Church torturing? They were torturing everybody that wasn't under their banner, including all of these blood-stained Baptists down through here. The Bible in every form is totally forbidden by 1229 AD. The Bible is forbidden? Why was the Bible forbidden? Why did the Catholic Church forbid people to read the Bible? Because the Baptists were preaching the Word of God. The Baptists were known as Novatians, Puritans, Paterines, Cathari, Anabaptists, Paulicians, Arnulfs, Albigenses, that means the white people, the pure people, because their lives were different than all the rest of them. Pretty easy to be a Catholic. You can drink, you can smoke, you can commit adultery, you can do whatever you want to, and then you go to confession and everything's all right. Because the Pope gives the right of the priest to forgive sins. There is no forgiveness of sins except through Jesus Christ, people. Only through Jesus Christ. We see this, we see the error of it all. Egeresthete gar ethnos epi ethnos kai basilia epi basilion kai esonte limoi kai se smoi kata topus. And it shall raise up nation against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines caused by man. And there shall be earthquakes according to different places. Let's go back and look again. Let's get back over here about 570 AD when Muhammad's born. What's Muhammad born into? He's born and he sees the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church is church and state. The Catholic Church is commanding wars everywhere. His religion as a what we might call a knowledgeable rational religion is not going very far. His own tribe turned against him. They laughed at him. Muhammad moved supposedly from Mecca to Medina. When he got to Medina, he asked these Jewish tribes to allow him to come there. They did. And then he began to take control. He didn't know anything else but church and state. The Quran, as it was given supposedly, the Sunnah and the Hadiths, the ones that were given in Mecca were different. God changed his mind, according to Muhammad. No man shall be forced. Religion shall not be forced upon any man. That's what he said in Mecca. But when he got to Medina, he began to wield a sword. He began to slaughter in the name of Allah. Slaughter, 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 kidnap, extortion, robbery, thieving. Everything that is against the law of God, he did. in the name of Allah. But he got his idea from Catholicism. He didn't listen to the Baptists. He listened to the Gnostics. Everything that he did, if Muhammad spoke the Quran, he would be going along and all of a sudden he would say the birds are flying in the sky and everything, and Jesus is not the Son of God. Over and over and over and over again he'd say that. When some of his disciples went down to Yemen, they went down to a Christian king down there and they lied to him and told him that they believed that Jesus was virgin born. Muhammad said he was virgin born. For what purpose? We do not know, because he was not the Son of God. They forgot to tell the king that. The king supposedly, historically, broke into tears that he saw these people being persecuted and they believed in Mary and Jesus. In the Kaaba, there were 365 different gods, and every tribe had a god. But many of those tribes were Christian tribes. And they had a picture, an icon, an idol of Mary and Jesus. They were Catholics. He tore all the idols down except for that of Mary and Jesus. But that's still an idol also. Their idea of Mary and Jesus is not your idea of Mary and Jesus. By 610 AD, we have the beginning of the Muslim calendar when Muhammad left Mecca and went to Medina. And there he began his ministry of torture and death and mayhem. Not conversion, rationally, but conversion by force. Believe or die. Famines and wars over religion. After Muhammad died, Abu Bakr, his father-in-law, took up the banner. At least he was one of them that took up the banner. They went down in Egypt. They began to conquer Christian nations all over, Christian people, what we might call Christendom, Catholics. And they persecuted Baptists and whatever name they were called also. The seven churches of Asia that you have in the book of Revelation were all in what we call Turkey, Asia Minor. They would go in there and they would take that over and turn it into a caliphate. Constantine had moved the capital of the Roman Catholic Church from Rome to Constantinople, named after him. All of those churches were turned into Muslim mosques. The churches of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Paulicians that lived there, they called them Paulicians because they had all the writings of the Bible. Some churches only had one book, a few pages. How would you like to spend your whole life just studying one chapter or one page of the Bible and believing in God and yet not having all of that? We're so lucky to have the Bible today. It was forbidden, remember, in 1229 by the Church Catholic. Muhammad burned every scripture he could do. The Catholic Church burned all the scriptures, and yet we have scriptures from the original language, Greek, that will stack, if you stack one upon the other, over a mile high because of the providence of God. God's sorrow over all of this. For nation shall rise upon nation, kingdom against kingdom, and earthquakes in many places. Verse 24:8. Panta de tauta aki. odinon. Yet, moreover, all of these things are just the beginning of birth pains. The word idonon means birth pains or labor pains. And the Jews used this very word and phrase for the sufferings of the Messiah, which was to come before the coming of the Messiah in the book of Jubilees. The Apocrypha of Baruch, book of Jubilees 23:8, Baruch 27 and 20 through 29. But the same word here occurs with no idea of birth as the pains of death. Psalm 18 and 5 and Acts 2:24 and Luke 21:12-24. The beginning of birth pains. Not an idea of death, but the beginning of suffering. God's suffering, God's sorrow over mankind. Just look at what has happened to his people. For nearly 2,000 years. Nearly 2,000 years. Verse number 9. Tote paradosusen. Hemas eis dilipsen kai apoketenusen hemas kai eseste miso menoi. Hippo panton ton ethnon dia to onomate mu. Then they shall hand over you for torture. Remember the word? Over here we have the word inquisition. Inquisition means to torture. The Inquisition was not holy. The Crusades were not holy. And you might say, well, if it wasn't for the Crusades, we'd all be speaking Arabic today. It wasn't for the Catholic Church, Muhammad wouldn't have never started because he wouldn't have had any idea of the church, Catholic, or the sword and the church and the church and the state is one. You can't get the silk purse out of the sow's ear. All of these wars and fighting over religion is evil. God's people never persecuted anybody. Study it in history. Tribulation, torture. And they shall kill you, and ye shall be hated because of the name of me throughout all nations. Now, many people think that this verse may be addressed to Israel. Leaders don't really have to lead when they are followed by followers. The followers make the leaders. Why, Hitler, if it wasn't for his followers, he'd have never amounted to anything. Would he? Jesus knew something they wanted to know. And people need to know this today. Jesus had something they wanted to have. Jesus knew how to pray, and they wanted to know how to pray. Jesus did something they wanted to do. And Jesus knew someone that they wanted to know. Jesus walked with God. He was one with God. If you look at Jesus and see what he did for you, he died on the cross of Calvary because of your sins. We have no way to pay for our sins. God's Son paid for your sins on the cross of Calvary. No man dies because of sin. They die because of rejecting Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ's suffering covered the sins of all mankind, but is only efficacious to those that believe. Jesus was going to go someplace where they wanted to go. Now, do you want to go to the same place Jesus went? Was Jesus the Israel or the leader that Israel wanted? No. Is Jesus the leader that you want? I hope. God's sorrow is great over mankind. God's sorrow is great. Hell was created for the devil and his angels. But mankind has placed himself there. All against the wishes of God. Let me go back and read these verses now up to where we are. Jesus is the only person that can lead you where he went. I want you to know that. Jesus departed from the temple area and was going on his way when his disciples came up to him and to call his attention to the beautiful buildings of the temple and point them out to him. And he answered them, "Do you see all these things? Truly I tell you, there will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down." While he was seated on the Mount of Olives, his disciples came to him privately and said, "Tell us, when will these things take place? What will be the sign of your coming of the end?" And that is a completion, a consummation of this age. They didn't understand. They asked him, when was the temple going to be destroyed? The temple was going to be destroyed in AD 70. And it was going to be destroyed. The leader that they turned loose, Barabbas, was one of the Sicarii. The Sicarii would bring the downfall of the whole nation of Israel at Masada. Because of the Sicarii, all the nation of Israel will fall. They made the wrong choices. They chose the wrong man. And Jesus answered them, "Be careful that no one misleads you and deceives you and leading you into error. For many will come on in the strength of my name, appropriating the name which belongs to me, saying that I am the Messiah, the Christ, and they will lead many astray." And I told you I read all about historical Jewish Messiah. "And they will hear of wars and rumors of wars and see that you are not frightened or troubled, for this must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise up against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes and places after place. And all this is but the beginning of the early birth pains of the intolerable anguish." We were talking earlier about those churches that lived in Asia Minor. Those churches in Asia Minor were called Paulicians, and they escaped, some of them, and they went up into the Alps. They went up into the valleys of the Piedmont. They became the Mennonites. They became the Amish later. They had many of the autographed scriptures. In the late 1500s, the Catholic Church found some of them up there in the valley of the Piedmont. These people had lived there for 1,000 years. Serving their Lord, minding their own business. They were different. They looked different. They smelled different. They ate different. They talked different than all the other people. Remember, the Baptists, the Paulicians, the Anabaptists, were known as an unusual people. A radical people. A people that would die for the Word of God. Different people. Albigenses, white people, pure people, the Cathari. People that lived pure lives. People that lived different. The Catholic Church ordered obedience to their ceremonies as Israel did, as Islam does. The Word of God cleansed the hearts of those Wiedertaufers. They spread all through Northern Europe, Russia, China, scattered over to India, Africa, all over the place. we have the Word of God today because of the providence of God, one, and because of those people adhering to the Scriptures. When the Catholic Church went into the Valley of the Piedmont, a man by the name of Samuel Morland wrote down the ecclesiastical history of the churches of the valleys of Piedmont, and he names the very names of the people that lived there and how they were tortured and ravaged and killed. They were cannibalized. They were tortured. They were massacred. Why? Because they were different. Are you different than the others around you? Have you asked Jesus Christ into your heart? Have you asked Him to forgive your sins, claiming the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ? Have you? God's sorrow on the cross of Calvary. God's sorrow in the Garden of Gethsemane. God's sorrow as He looks over the earth today. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. That's a promise to you. Our Heavenly Father will send this message out this night. Father, touch the lives of people with it. Help it to honor and glorify You. And I pray that You honor it with Your Spirit wherever it goes. That You convict people of sin, righteousness, and judgment to come. That You touch lives and change lives all over the world. Father, thank You for my faithful students. I pray for each and every one of them. Touch their lives with this message. Touch their lives, those that are lonely and those that are happy and those that are sad and those that are persecuted. And I know, Father, in some countries in this world, to even hear these words is a death sentence. To proclaim these words is a death sentence. God's sorrow. Father, we thank You for Your love for us. We thank You for Your Son. We thank You for Your Spirit to lead